Battle Creek Church, National City, California, November 24, 1904. To the Battle Creek Church. I will try to write a few lines in response to the letter sent me in regard to purchasing a new organ for the Battle Creek Church. I marvel that those who are acquainted with the testimony given by the Lord in the past concerning this matter should be undecided as to what course to pursue. The only thing I can recommend you to do is to study the following scripture. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 13. In the place of investing money in an organ, let a collection be taken up to help in building a house of worship in Nashville that will be a proper representation of the grand, holy message that we believe. Let the money you would otherwise invest in an organ be put into this church, which will send forth the gospel message. Thus you will help to bring about the fulfillment of the promises of this beautiful scripture. Instead of investing means in a high-priced instrument for your church, deny yourselves and let the money go toward the erection of the meeting house of which I have spoken. I would bring to your notice another interest that is in great need of help, the Colored Sanitarium in Nashville. This institution is doing its best with the limited facilities at its command, and the Lord calls upon us to do something to help it. With these important matters demanding attention, do you think that the Lord would be pleased to have you invest a large amount of money in a pipe organ? As you read this letter, will you be surprised that the Lord has sent the members of the Battle Creek Church warnings that they are to invest their means in a way that is in harmony with the counsels of one who never errs, one who never makes a mistake? In many of our mission fields, there is suffering necessity. The Lord has given special instruction that sanitariums should be established in Southern California. This instruction we are trying to carry out. In San Diego County, 6 miles from San Diego, we have purchased a beautiful building that is especially well adapted for sanitarium work. This institution we are trying to get into working order, that the sick and suffering may come for treatment and may be taught the principles of health reform. At Glendale, 5 miles from Los Angeles, another new sanitarium is about to be opened. These institutions will need all the help that can be given them. I would ask you to work for the Southern Field by placing in your own homes and in the homes of your friends and neighbors the little self-denial boxes that have been prepared by the Southern Missionary Society. The Lord calls upon you to carry forward this good work. Let no one say, "It is not necessary." Go forward in the right way. On every hand we see extravagance and a needless outlay of means. Let us exert a counter-influence by setting in motion methods that will arrest the attention. Lift up this signal in every house possible. The Lord will make these little boxes a means of accomplishing great good in the salvation of souls if His people will cooperate with Him. I now ask you to take up a donation, not for an organ for the Battle Creek Church, but to help to meet the necessities of the Lord's work in the southern field. Brethren Megan and Sutherland have gone to this field to establish a school for the training of workers. This movement of theirs was in harmony with the will of the Lord. But the school that they are establishing will need the help of God's people.
The southern field is a special field, greatly needing the self-denying, self-sacrificing help of believers in other parts of America. This field, with its many, many necessities, is pleading for special attention. The Lord calls upon His people everywhere to relieve these necessities. My brethren and sisters in Battle Creek, if you desire to hear the sweetest, most heavenly strains of music in the tabernacle, give of your means to supply the needs of the work in the South. Ask the Lord for guidance and work in harmony with your prayers, and you will make music in the choir above.